Good morning, everyone. Since the first excerpts appeared in the New York Times last weekend, Washington and the nation have been considering a new portrait, or perhaps a new portrait, of Michelle Obama. The brilliant, successful, former healthcare executive, become a stellar campaigner in 2008, and leader of a variety of national causes as First Lady, is now reportedly a figure on the front lines in the power struggles inside the Obama White House. In a sense, this shouldn't be that much of a surprise, given the passion Michelle Obama brought to the mission of change that was Barack Obama's campaign slogan. The book is The Obamas, written and reported by the New York Times correspondent Jody Kantor. And yesterday, the First Lady told CBS News this morning, the morning program that is, that she wasn't thrilled with how she was portrayed.
What third person can tell me how I feel? You know, I guess it's more interesting to imagine this conflicted situation here and a strong woman and a, you know, but that's been an image that people have tried to paint of me since, you know, the day Barack announced that I'm some angry black woman.
Michelle Obama speaking on CBS This Morning yesterday. To evoke the stereotype of some angry black woman has certainly started a conversation, perhaps even more intense than the one initially started by the publication of the book. And joining us to talk about the book and the controversy is the author of The Obamas and a Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, Jody Kantor. Jody, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, in reading this book and in listening to Michelle Obama and then going back and taking a look at it again, I'm struck at how careful you seem to be to try to avoid certain stereotypes. Nevertheless, what's your response to what Michelle Obama has said here?
Well, bless you for saying that. I was surprised at Mrs. Obama's statements. First of all, she said that she didn't read the book. I assume that what she was addressing was maybe some of the inaccurate coverage of the book, because no place in this book do I call her or imply that she's an angry black woman. And there was another thing that was inaccurate as well. I never said in the book or in the New York Times excerpt about it that the disagreements between her and Rahm Emanuel were direct. What's interesting about them is that they were sort of muffled and quiet and took place there were always intermediaries. Everything was always communicated through staff or through the president himself. So she says she hasn't read the book, so I assume she's talking about the coverage. I mean, I guess for maybe for Mrs. Obama and I, there's one thing in common, which is that there's the actual book with the actual words in it and my actual reporting. And I've been covering her for 5 years, by the way. So, I'm not a new figure.
No, let's remind people of a couple of things. Jody, hold on there for a second. Let's remind people that in the book and in the excerpts in the New York Times, Rahm Emanuel and Michelle Obama were seen as rivals, as you say, not directly in meetings, but sort of behind the scenes. And, Rahm Emanuel having a view of perhaps being much more of a compromiser in Washington and Michelle Obama being much more focused on her husband as a transformative change figure. And, of course, the healthcare debate, as we know, ended inconclusively with many, many compromises along the way. In a sense, do you think Michelle Obama's reaction and the fact that she didn't read the book is part of the theme in your book, in the sense that both of these people feel so vulnerable being in this position of being in the White House under these Klieg lights, and that no matter what the book said, being perceived as a powerful black woman in America equals being perceived as an angry black woman in America?
Well, the other worry that she's had consistently is appearing too much like Hillary Clinton. I mean, aides have told me that when she talks about the things that she wants to get involved in the West Wing, and by the way, her involvement is not it's not that strong. It's not that overt. She is not, quote unquote, meddling in West Wing affairs. But a theme that runs throughout my reporting is that throughout her time in the White House, she's really afraid of making Hillary Clinton's mistakes that she made as First Lady. When she wants to work on health care more in the summer of 2009, but she tells aides, I don't want to be Hillary Clinton. I can't be that person.
And in a sense, she doesn't want to be the divisive person that Hillary Clinton became in some of her public statements, where she was then perceived as more of a divider. Michelle Obama wants to be more of, to use George Bush, a uniter.
Yes. Yes. And then, another thing that I, something else that, that that I do think the story is very much about both the pressures and the possibilities of being the first African-American First Lady. On the one hand, it can make things extremely complicated because one of the reasons aides said Michelle Obama wanted everything to be so beautiful and chic in the Obama White House, and, you know, her clothes are really great, and she wears, you know, all these fashion designers, et cetera, et cetera. So what advisors said that was really about is that she wants to change stereotypes. She knows the negative perceptions of African-American women. And yet that causes pushback within the administration because Robert Gibbs, the former press secretary, very worried about public resentment of banker bonuses, of unemployment. And he was worried about anything that seemed too fancy or too Hollywood.
Let me read from page 85 on that subject precisely. Changing stereotypes was part of why the Obamas had run in the first place, part of why she wanted everything to look as beautiful and refined in the White House as possible. She knew how persistent negative stereotypes of African Americans were. The way she was misrepresented during the campaign only proved it, and she saw her tenure as a rare, valuable chance to correct them. Do you think she feels, in some sense, that she's failed at that, or that she's still in the middle of the battle?
Oh, well, I can't read her mind on that at all. But I would say, as an independent reporter assessing her, that she's really succeeded at it. She's, I mean, being an African-American First Lady is unprecedented, and she's carried off the public part of her role with real warmth and inclusiveness, and she's widely admired by Americans, and she's done a ton of substantive work.
Well, Jody Kantor, thanks so much for joining us. Jody Kantor is the author of The Obamas. She's a New York Times Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. She joins us from her home. Jody, thanks so much. And we want to get all of you involved in this conversation as well. This fascinating conversation, the reaction of Michelle Obama, the idea that an African-American couple in the White House is really on the front lines of changing stereotypes in America. This is the conversation that this book has begun, and we want to continue it. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can reach us. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org or find us at any of our locations. Thanks so much, Jody.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, let's keep that conversation going. We were just talking with Jody Kantor, author of The Obamas, and her portrayal of the president and his family, particularly Michelle Obama, who said on CBS this week that she felt she was portrayed as something of an angry black woman, a stereotype she's tried to fight throughout her public life. Joining us now is Cynthia Gordy, Washington reporter for TheRoot.com. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
So Michelle Obama really sort of raised the temperature of the discussion about this already pretty interesting portrait in her pushback yesterday. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think there are a couple of things going on. For one thing, my sense is that the First Lady was responding more to the media buzz surrounding the book and the media focus on the book's more salacious anecdotes than the totality of the book itself. I mean, she claims to have not actually read it. So naturally, if almost every article you see focuses on the same few narratives of her being irritated with Rahm Emanuel for scheduling a campaign appearance without consulting her, or Robert Gibbs being mad at her for something else, I mean, if that's all you're hearing, then naturally she's going to brace herself for the worst. And I think that's a valid response.
I think she's pretty smart for actually just evoking this stereotype, because in a sense it ends the discussion, even though a lot of us will be talking about it. Nobody is really going to come after her and really critique her response, particularly when she says right at the top she's not read the book.
Right. Although I think, I mean, I was actually a little surprised that she said that, because I think, you know, the headline, even though she said a lot of different things in that interview, the headline the next day was Michelle Obama says, "Don't call me an angry black woman." And I think she's gotten a little bit of criticism for, you know, allegedly bringing race into the discussion or playing the race card. But I actually don't blame her for going there, because, as she said, you know, it's not as if she pulled this concept out of nowhere. It's a label that's been leveled against her for a very long time.
Well, what do you think? Let's look at the media coverage of Michelle Obama, because in a sense, and we discussed this with Jody Kantor a moment ago, you know, her sense of vulnerability, her sense of you know, almost expecting to be cast wrongly as an African American in this position in this day and age is really the story. And is it the case that if you are a powerful African American woman in a big public role, that you will be cast as an angry black woman one time or another?
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't even matter how powerful or famous you are. I mean, I think that it's a very pervasive stereotype about black women in America in general that, you know, we're brash and harsh and bitter no matter who we are, no matter how approachable we may actually be. It's something that you don't escape. So I don't blame her for feeling a level of angst and fear about being put in that box as a black woman in general. But I think as Michelle Obama, in particular, it's something that's been, you know, a label that's been placed on her frequently. I think, you know, even in, especially in 2008 on the campaign trail, almost every time she spoke, the question hovering around her was, why is she so angry? If she made a stump speech joke about her husband's dirty socks on the floor, people would say she was emasculating, you know, or if she, like, voiced concerns about the country, she was seen as bitter and resentful.
And you're talking about criticism and discussion that circulates in the broader American populace, but also within the African American community as well, right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I think this you know, being an opinionated black woman will just lend to this stereotype in general.
What comments have you seen on theroot.com or in terms of your coverage or just stuff that either responding to Jody Kantor or the kinds of events that you've reminded us of over the last 4 years that stand out to you?
Well, I think what's interesting is that a lot of people are looking at the criticism that people are having about her influence in the administration and actually seeing it as a positive portrait of the First Lady. You know, I think as long as you don't have a problem with her having concerns or having an opinion and voicing it, then there's really no scandal. And so I think a lot of people are actually taking things that some people maybe have an issue with and actually seeing it as a positive.
And Kantor's portrait, I think, is positive. I'm actually surprised by how many really candid statements attributed to Michelle Obama about the marriage and the family pressures. And I found myself very, very sympathetic to Michelle Obama. And I have to say, Cynthia, I'm a big critic of Barack Obama on this program and elsewhere. But I find myself reassured that there's this tough fighter there in the White House who's really interested in progressive change in the role of Michelle Obama. It reassures me. It doesn't freak me out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it actually, the things that she is saying in the book really mirror a lot of things that the president's initial supporters are feeling. You know, I think the story is about her wanting her husband to be a great president and voicing her concern when things are going off track. And I think she's the one person, well, not the one person, but she's someone in the White House who is championing the spirit of his campaign and pushing him to keep the spirit and the vision of his campaign in mind instead of advancing smaller, more practical policies that his advisors are pushing him to.
Which I think a lot of first ladies have taken that role down through the ages, and we could talk about that history. We actually did earlier on this week. But, you know, I'm interested to see what the media is going to do with now Ann Romney, you know, some of the wives in the GOP campaign. How are they going to be portrayed? Because in a sense, it's a new game now that we've had for 4 years an African-American couple in the White House.
Right. And I think a lot of the criticism really, even though she maybe is concerned about the angry black woman stereotype, I think a lot of this conversation has to do with the role of the first lady. You know, I think the idea that a first lady should smile for photo ops and otherwise not really be heard, and when someone veers off of that, then it's kind of seen as controversial.
Right.
So I think that's not necessarily a racialized conversation. It's one that we saw with Hillary Clinton in the 90s, and it's one that we'll probably see, you know, in discussions of our first ladies for some time, unfortunately.
And I think, well, as this conversation, I think, denotes, and, you know, Jody Kantor's book, I think, has upgraded that conversation, hopefully, in the course of the campaign, and if there is a second Obama term. Cynthia Gordy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cynthia Gordia is Washington reporter for TheRoot.com. Give us your view on all of this. The role of Michelle Obama, do you think she's an appropriately behaving first lady? What do you think of the idea of an angry black woman stereotype coming out of Jody Kantor's book, The Obamas? We'd love to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.